Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to our / Entitled People, where you'll hear ridiculous stories about people who think they're the center of the universe. My friends, I hope you're having a lovely day today, and happy Turkey Day. Guys, if it's not Turkey Day, and you're listening to this on a Tuesday, happy day to you. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's stories, and do remember to hit that subscribe button for future stories. And don't worry, guys, I'm gonna give Steve-O some turkey today. It's gonna be a good day for him. So, around Thanksgiving, I decided that I wanted to make a pie for my mom and bring it to Thanksgiving dinner. Now, my mom has celiac, so she typically misses out on the pies since she doesn't want to make everybody eat gluten-free crust when they don't have to, even though they're not really that bad. However, since I'm a procrastinating person, I waited until Wednesday night to even go to the grocery store to buy what I needed. Now, I managed to snag the last gluten-free pie crust they had, which was great because I didn't really want to hand make it. Now, this is where the entitlement comes into play. So a woman walks up to me, holds her hand out, not saying a single word. Now me, thinking she's asking for a high five, go ahead and slap her hand. Now at this, Karen says, "What are you doing?" "I need the pie crust. It's the last one." I told her, "Oh, sorry, it looks like they're out. Maybe you can ask someone." Now with this, she interrupts me and says, "I know they're out. That's why I need that one." Pointing to the one I'm holding. Now at this, I chuckled nervously and said, "Huh, yeah, sorry, I need this too." Karen says, "I need it for my daughter. She can't have gluten." So I then see a preteen standing behind her, glaring at me like I'm somehow at fault. Now I didn't like preteens when I was a preteen, and I especially don't like them now, but that's neither here nor there. So I tell her, "I'm sorry, but my mom has celiac too. She can't have..." The kid then chimes in and says, "I don't know what celiac is, but my mom needs the pie crust to make my pumpkin pie." Now at this, Karen looks me up and down and says, "That's right. Besides, you clearly don't need to be eating any pie, sweetie." Now at this, I bite back a very, very rude reply and just put the crust in my cart and walk away. Now I thought the whole ordeal will be over, but of course not. That would be too easy. So a little while later, when I'm in another aisle, the woman storms up to me with an employee in tow, and she screams, "That's her." Now the employee walks up to me and says, "Ma'am, this woman says that she had the last pie crust in her basket, and you stole it from her." Karen says, "That's right. It was in my basket, and I put it down for a bit to get something, and she just took it and ran away." I tell her, "Okay, well, that never happened. I got to the pie crust first, and she wanted it for herself." Now at this, Karen's kid comes in and says, "No, that's not true. I saw you do it." Now me, getting ready to get into it with this 12-year-old girl, said, "I did not. I'm sorry, but your mom is a..." Karen says, "See? Look how difficult she's being." At this point, the employee holds up his hand to shut the mom up and he says, "We can figure this out. We have security cameras that show the aisle in question. If what you're saying is true, we can easily prove it. If you would come with me, we'll figure this out." Now at this point, Karen looks like a deer in headlights and she begins to backtrack saying, "Well, you know, those cameras aren't always accurate." I look at her and say, "I'm sorry, what? A security camera isn't always accurate?" Karen then says, "Look, I don't want trouble. It's about the principal. I said she stole it, so I should get it back." Now, the employee knows that Karen's up to something at this point and he says, "Ma'am, as the manager, I have to do my due diligence to figure out what happened. If you said she stole it, I'll be happy to return the crust to you if it turns out that what you're saying is true. But this woman says it isn't true. Now, why would I believe one person over another, especially when I can use video evidence to find the solution?" Now with this, the woman storms away screaming, "What happened to the customers always right? I am never ever coming back here if that's how you treat customers." She then pulls her daughter away and screams, "Looks like you're gonna have to wait till next year for your pie." Both the employee and I wait till the woman's gone, and I said, "I really didn't take it from her, you know." The employee looks at me and says, "I know. She's been a pain since she started coming here. There's a warning about her in the break room." Oh my goodness gracious, guys. Talk about entitlement. I love how she didn't get what she wanted and immediately goes to find an employee to be like, hey, she stole the pie crust from my basket. I also love how she screams, looks like you're gonna have to wait till next year for your pie. Like, lady, you know you can make pie any day of the year, right? Like, it's funny how some people would rather cause a scene than to think, huh, let's just go check the store down the road. But that would make way too much sense, guys. So, I'm 32 years old. My boyfriend of 3 years just moved into my 3-bedroom home 5 months ago. He's 34. Now, this home has been in my family for the past 70 years. I have a 5-year-old son and he has a 13-year-old daughter. I made sure I moved all of my stuff out of my office and put it in the loft so she could have her own bedroom. Now, I think it was about a month into him living there that his daughter wanted to move in with us full time, as she doesn't have her own bedroom at her mom's. I was completely fine with this. Anyways, I start to run into a lot of problems not even a week after she moved in full time. She became really, really entitled and demanding. Like, she demanded that my son trade rooms with her because he has a bigger closet, and she pitched a huge fit when I said no. She also demanded that we buy her expensive clothes and makeup because I'm a real estate agent and I have loads of money. Now, call me crazy, but I'm not about to spend $120 on a pair of ripped up jeans or drop $200 on 3 pieces of makeup. Her dad works, but his income is significantly less than mine, so she just really expected me to be the one who spoils her rotten. Recently, she's developed a habit of pushing her plate of food away saying, I'm not eating that, but you can cook me something else. Now, I can deal with her childish tantrums and slamming doors, but now, she's started to put holes in my walls. And my boyfriend makes excuses, saying that he used to do the same thing and that she'll grow out of it. She also torments my son. If he says anything to her, she'll literally always respond with, oh, you're talking to me? Swap rooms with me and I'll think about responding. Now, her dad never attempts to correct her behavior, and I'm told I'm being too harsh if I do. The tip of the mountain for me here was 2 weeks ago, there was a foul smell coming from her room. So I asked her to clean it because you couldn't see the floor. Now with this, she responds, no, it's my room, so I don't see why you have any say on how I treat my personal space. Now, her father actually agreed with her. So 3 days later, the smell had become so bad that I lost it. I told her to clean it or she was moving out. This was after I saw at least 6 used menstrual pads thrown throughout her room, as well as half-eaten food and moldy drink cups. With this, she starts crying, saying that I'm treating her like she's Cinderella and I'm acting like an evil stepmom. I told my boyfriend either he handles it or they're both gone. Now, he clearly did not believe me because he told me that I need to lighten the F up. Because, quote, his daughter's having a rough time transitioning and being away from her mom. So I gave it a week and nothing changed. I then went out and got an eviction notice drawn up and gave them 30 days to vacate my property and told him that he's lucky I'm not suing for damages. He then tells me that I'm an a-hole for throwing away 3 years because, quote, I can't handle not having my own way. Am I wrong? Now, personally, I don't think OP's wrong at all. This is her home that she opened up to her boyfriend and his 13-year-old. The fact that the daughter disrespected her and started to act super entitled, demanding this, that, damaging walls, trashing her room, without her dad saying anything is a red flag. Like, if OP didn't speak up, what would the bedroom look like in a month or 2 months from now? I think OP was more than fair and more than patient with the dad and daughter. It's sad to see the relationship did have to end, but OP likely saved herself from a lot of future fights and misery. But guys, I'm no Dr. Phil, okay? So let me know what you guys think. Okay, so years ago, I worked at a very popular regional fast food chain. We didn't advertise it, but uniformed police officers received 50% discount on their meal, with the idea that it was a nice thing to do for officers on their lunch break. According to my manager, it was standard practice, and we had been doing it since forever. Now, typically, our manager would see an officer order, he'd go up to the terminal, swipe a card, and the discount is applied. Now, we don't tell the officer that they got a discount, but it does say 50% off on the receipt. Most of the time, they don't even ask what happened. They just usually comment on how cheap the prices are and go about their day. But one officer, who we'll call Chad, asked what the discount's all about. So we tell him the conditions. It's a 50% discount for uniformed officers. Cool, he says. So a few days later, Chad comes in plain clothes. The following ensues. Chad says, I want 8 number 1 meals and give me the 50% discount. He then flashes his badge at me. So at this, I tell him, I'm sorry, sir. I can ring you up for the 8 number ones, but we can't give you the discount on that. Chad says, what? Why not? I told him it's only for officers when they're in uniform. So the officer then says, what does that have to do with anything? I put my life on the line every day, whether I'm in uniform or not. I should get this discount. I told him, and I thank you for your service to the community, but it's company policy. I can't give you a discount. So he then demands to speak to my manager, and the manager reiterates that we can't give him a discount on 8 meals, that it was originally meant for officers on their lunch break. They then argue for a few minutes, and Chad fumes. He then accepts that he won't get the discount, and he leaves without completing the order. So shortly after, we get a call from the chief of police asking to speak to the manager. He then asks what the discount's all about. So the manager explains, and the chief tells us to cut it out, that we're no longer allowed to give them out as it's akin to bribery. Wow, guys, like I can't believe he came in and tried to get not one, but 8 meals at half off. And then he runs and tattles to the chief of police, like, what is going on? Honestly, if it's store policy, I don't think one phone call from the chief of police is gonna nix it. But I also don't know what I'm talking about, so I could be wrong. So going through the comments though, a lot of places do offer this half-off discount when they're in shady areas, just to have police stop by often. You're less likely to have trouble brewing if cops are always around.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Now, as with many folks, I didn't think I had anything to contribute here, but when I read the sign on my front door for the first time in a few months, I remembered a good one. So my wife and I moved to Mississippi after getting married. She's a native, and I'm from out of state. We met online and had a wedding in my hometown. She had a full ride and assistantship at Mississippi State, so it didn't make sense to have her give that up. We were fortunate in that her grandfather had an extra property that he wasn't using, so he lets us stay there rent-free. My wife's schedule varies greatly by the day, which saw her alone at the house when I was working and a random stranger, a Karen, shows up. My wife is hanging out in the living room doing some work before she has to leave for class when she hears someone drive up. Now our house is really out of the way, so we don't get guests. Seeing Karen as not a threat, she went and answered the door when the knock came. My wife says, can I help you? Karen says, yes, I wanted to talk about renting this place for my daughter. My wife says, oh, sorry, but me and my husband are living here. With that, Karen replies, well, my daughter's in college and she needs a place to stay. My wife replies, well, that's great and all, but like I said, I live here. Now Karen, completely ignoring my wife, said, I was hoping to talk to the owner of the home. He's not around, is he? Are you renting this place? So at this point, my wife is getting irritated and she says, no, the house isn't for... Listen, I know him personally, you see. I wanted to talk to him about renting. It's a great location and... My wife interrupts her and says, I don't care if you know him. Your daughter can't stay here. My husband and I live here. Good day. So at this, Karen does say, young lady, I don't appreciate that you're talking to me like this. I'm sure Ted, my grandfather's name, won't either. I then tell her, I'm sure my grandfather won't give a damn that I told you that your daughter's gonna have to find another place to live. Now, Karen does look shocked at the mention that Ted is actually my wife's grandfather, and she wasn't some random squatter living in his house. Karen then huffs, turns on her heel, and goes back to her car. My wife goes back inside and uses a sturdy note card to create a sign that's taped to our door to this day that says, we are not and will not be renting. Management. My friends, that is some crazy entitlement right there. Yeah, so, do you live here? Yes, ma'am, I do. Well, do you think you can move out so my daughter can live here instead? It's just so close to the school. Like, I'm actually surprised the woman didn't call the police to try to get Opie evicted or something. Since that seems to be an entitled person's secret weapon, right? Don't get what you want, call the police, look like an idiot. So, I'm a shopper for a grocery store delivery service. It's not super cheap to order from them, as there's an upcharge, plus a yearly fee, tips, yada yada yada. But people are generally nice. When I get to the store, I always text my customer if there's anything else they need while I'm there. Usually, it's one or two small things they forgot to add to the list. But no, not today. So this Karen gave me 17 extra items to pick up. Thanks. Now by her texting style, I assume she's somewhere in her mid-50s. It's also Super Bowl Sunday. The stores are really busy, there's a lot of traffic, and Girl Scouts are bombarding me at every entrance, trying to seduce my inner fatty with their cookies. I have to add each extra item the customer requests into my shopper app, then get everything on the list and get out. So I'm running back and forth across Kroger like an idiot, since Karen just can't give me everything all at once. And finally, I head to the checkout way later than I want to. Now I pride myself in always being on time, and this lady was trying her hardest to make me late. I got more texts from her for one order than I have for all my other orders today combined. So I check out, load up, and fly down the road to her house. When I get there, she wants me to unload everything in her house and onto her kitchen counter. Which isn't a huge deal, I guess, but I am in a hurry. She did comment on how long it took me to get there. She then starts asking me about the receipts, and I kindly let her know that I'll have her receipt emailed to her in the app, when I mark the order as delivered. But she demands the receipt that I get from the store. I again reiterate that this is a grocery selling business, that the receipt belongs to the company. Now at this, Karen does get pissed. She starts throwing an absolute fit, because how dare I, a measly grocery delivery girl, deny her the paper receipt. Now, she swore she wouldn't tell them that I gave it to her, as it'll be our little secret, and she'll even rate me 5 stars for it. I then grabbed my canvas bags and got out of there as fast as I could. I then marked the order delivered, and then my phone rings a few minutes later. I pick up and say, "Hello?" Karen says, "Why is it so expensive? That is not what it said it would cost when I ordered this." Now I started to tell her that she added at least a dozen items when she interrupts and says, "That's not what I agreed to pay. I only agreed to pay you this amount and I'm not paying for this. You come back and give me my money back." Like y'all, I was in the Publix parking lot about to start another order. I could not deal. I told her I would call headquarters and figure out a solution, and that just set her off further. Karen says, "I'm just a poor old woman who wanted some groceries. You are an inconsiderate little brat that needs to pay me back. Come to my house right now and I'll only make you pay $30 of it. If you make me wait, you're getting 1 star and I'm reporting you to the police for scamming me." So I told her I was sorry and hung up. I then called headquarters. She calls me 4 more times while I'm on the phone with them, and they're phenomenal. They unmatch me from her so I never have to shop for the lunatic again, and they say they'll deal with her. I guess I won't be getting tipped on this one. Did that woman really forget that she asked OP to add like 17 extra items? Like, how did she think she was gonna get away with this? So there are a few comments in the post saying that that woman knew exactly what she was doing and she was just trying to scam OP to get free groceries or something. Okay, so almost exactly a year ago, my mom kicked me out of the house. I came home and all the locks were changed. I was 18, and the last month my dad had to pay child support had just passed. I had no warning. I still had my car, so I drove it to a friend's house whose parents agreed to take me temporarily. My mom and aunt followed me when I got out, and my mom used the spare key. She then gets in my car and she drove it away. Now the car was under her name because she bought it when I was 17, but I was paying for it and I only had 1 payment left. The plan was that she was gonna transfer it over to me when I finished with the last payment. Now, I know a lot of you are jumping with suggestions, but I talked to the police at the time and there wasn't really anything I could do. So a few days later, she drops off a check for the amount of the car, or rather, what I'm owed. The check was for $1,800, for a car that was worth $25,000. Now, on the side of the check, she showed her work, subtracting out the gas, groceries, and the heat I owed her. Now, I'm sure I have lots more stories, but as far as entitlement goes, she's on that crazy train. I'm doing fine now, by the way. I'm going to nursing school. So, to answer a few questions, I did not have a $25,000 loan. I should have been more clear. I'd been saving up for a long while, and with help from my grandfather, I only had $5,000 left after the down payment. My dad also helped me out in the beginning, but he's not someone I can rely on. He straight up told me that he doesn't care and doesn't want me come crying to him for money. His philosophy is that paying child support fulfilled his parental duties. Now, I do love all the comments of support, but I don't have the time, energy, or money to sue my mom. I'd just rather forget she exists as soon as possible. Also, I'm working 14-hour days with school and work, so I'm always exhausted. I'm in no distress, and things are looking up. Guys, I really hope OP goes no contact from her mom. Her mother sounds like a splendid human being. And a lot of people are saying take mama to court because it's gonna be a clear win for her and totally worth it. And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our slash entitled people. Guys, we survived another one. If you missed the last episode on the channel, a Karen gets mad that OP refused to let her underage son get drunk in a restaurant. She throws a tantrum, guys. It's such a crazy story. So check it out if you haven't. And myself and Steve-O will see you guys in the next one. We love you. And Steve-O does. He really does.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.